what's clear is we have to not go out and just do things because we think it will make sense when we look at payment reform. We have to test because we may find out in some geographic areas of the nation, fee-for-service still is more viable than bundled payments. We just need to make sure that the fees that are being charged are transparent. I mean, so that everybody knows what the fee is. And ideally, if you had something that allowed the patients to privately contract with their physicians or their hospital for services, Medicare or Medicaid pays a flat fee, or the insurance company pays a flat fee for it, but then the physician and the patient could negotiate a difference based on the quality of care being delivered, or the timeliness of care, or the safeness of care, or the effectiveness of care, or how that care is perceived by the patient as patient-centered, then what you'd have is you'd have a model that would get the patient more engaged in making decisions and the physician more accountable to that patient at the time the care is being delivered. Well, I think it recognizes that in the bill are demonstration projects to look at accountable care organizations, bundled payments, other things of saying, how do we align those that are providing care with the cost of care? But we've also recognized we have to get patients engaged because of, you know, 50% of their health sometimes is related to choices that they're making.